Good morning. Today is December 13th, 2012. Chav Tes Kislev, Tavshanayin Gimel. The fifth day of Chanukah. We're holding here in Simon Tav Mem Gimel, Hichos Pesach, Tav Mem Gimel. Sif, in the middle of Sif Katan Yud Beis, where the words say Mihu. It's in the Deirshu edition, it's four lines up. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, we've been discussing until now a case, interesting case, when you have a Yisrael who had in his possession the chametz of another Yisrael. And now we're talking about as follows, a new case. Miu, im hechametz hu memushkun etzloi, va'avar sho'o chamishis, v'loi mochrei. If the chametz is given over as collateral, until now it was not a case of collateral, but now we're switching categories. Now we're entering into a collateral case. Va'avar shor chamishis, the fifth hour already passed. Lo machroi, and Reuven, who had the collateral of Shimon in his possession, he did not sell the chametz. V'lo machroi. Va'achakach kishigiyah zman isuroi, when the zman isur came, huchrach l'sorfoi, he was forced to burn it. In this case, we're saying that the malve, the one who lent, he lost his money. What does that mean? Let's read the words first and I'll explain. It's definitely the mindset of any person who gives over collateral, that if I don't get my collateral back, I'm not giving you back the money. Unless the one who was watching the collateral, Reuven was watching the collateral, unless he was an onus, for whatever case, something might have happened that he was not able to, he got lost, it was not his fault. Let's say the thieves, they stole it from him, or something else like that. Now let me just explain what the case was. Reuven is watching Shimon's item. Not watching, he has a collateral. Reuven lends Shimon $1,000. Shimon now has $1,000. Shimon gives the collateral of chametz. If Shimon will give back the $1,000, Shimon will give back the $1,000 to the one who lent it to him, to Reuven, if he gets his collateral back, he wants his chametz back. But if he doesn't get his collateral back, why am I giving them $1,000 back? Why should he give it back to you? So that's what we're saying over. That's the case. If Reuven did not do his job and he didn't take care of the chametz, and he was mafsed it, he lost it, and he was mechuyev for it, he was responsible for it, so then the one who has the $1,000 is not going to give it back. That's the way, any case of collateral. I'm not going to give you back your money if you don't give me back my item as a collateral. So that's what we just said over here. However, the case it was stolen, then you have to still give back that money. Aval Khan, in this case, show you Efshar, we're turning the page now. In this case that we're discussing, the malve, the one who lent the money, was able to sell the chametz before Pesach, but he didn't sell it. Hari atzlusoi garma hefsid hamashkin. His atzlus, what does it mean, his atzlus? His laziness caused that he did not sell the chametz. Garma hefsid hamashkin. Shenezar bahano ve'ein zaynis. Now it became osir bahano, and this is not an oynis. Upashit, in the brackets, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that if he sold it erev Pesach, even though he sold it for a cheaper price, a lower price, the malve, the one who lent the money, and now he's selling the chametz for a lower, cheaper price, he's not responsible for it. And the loive, he loses out. That's just the facts. That's the taz. However, listen to this case now. If the mashkin is still in existence, for example, shelo biroi hamalve, the one who lent the money, Reuven laachar zman habir, v'hisho yisoy al laachar Pesach. Reuven lends the money to Shimon. He has the chametz as a collateral. He doesn't sell it. And now it's chametz shavah over Pesach. Okay? They had chametz that was in his possession over Pesach. What's the halacha? You cannot get hanah from chametz shavah over Pesach. After the yachal loy meloy, it could be, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the expression of efshar, it could be, the yachal loy meloy, that the malve can say, the one who lent, can say to the love, to the borrower, hare shelchol lefanecha. You want your chametz? My dear friend, here's your chametz. Even though it's worthless. Because chametz shavla Pesach, you cannot get any hano out of it. Why is he allowed to do that? Because it's a chisarin, something which is chisarin which ain't a nikar. You don't see in, let's say, the $1,000 worth of the chametz, you don't see that he's missing $100 worth of chametz. You don't see it. It's not like he took out, you know, a whole case of babka cake. Right? I know I used that example yesterday, I think, but I like all the cakes also. I'm not biased. Okay? So here, you don't see the fact that you can't get hanah in this chametz. It's a chisaron she'eino nikar. Something which is lacking, which is not recognizable. Okay. So that's what the Mishnah brings down over here. And therefore the malve did not cause the love to lose anything because it's a chisaron she'eino nikar, right? It's an interesting concept that we're saying here. Okay, a lot of these discussions are choshem mishpat inyanim, which are being touched on in just little smatterings of it. Of course, there's more arichas later on.
So that makes a difference between the Pesach.
Yeah, we're saying the chamesh lava Pesach. It was Pesach. He didn't get rid of it. The malve who had it was in possession. And he says, you know what? Here's your chametz back. For him, it's a $1,000 of worthlessness. It's worth $1,000. He cannot get any hanah out of it. And the Mishmur is saying, Esher, it could be, the Malva's allowed to do that. The Malva's not responsible, and the Leiva loses out. Okay, let's see Sifkon Yud Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Vim loy marcha chayiv levaroi bizman yisuroi. We're in the Mechaber on top. Chayiv levaroi bizman yisuroi. If you didn't sell it, meaning that the Reuven, the one who's holding onto it, did not sell it, he's obligated to destroy it. Bizman yisuroi, afilu im ein chayiv b'achriyusa, even if he did not accept responsibility for it. Sifkot Yud Gimel, bizman yisuroi, b'shoa shishis, in the sixth hour. Va'af al gav, de'afshe shebah l'chametz, machroi la'akum, b'makam shuhu b'echad, midar chakinyonim, even though it's possible that the owner of this chametz, who is in Florida for Pesach, sold his chametz in New Jersey. In one of the ways and one of the acquisitions that are halachically permissible. So maybe the chametz is sold already. So why are you going ahead and burning the chametz? It's sold. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikom Makom Kevin Sheyesh Kan Vadei Chametz. Since in front of us right now, we have what's called Vadei Chametz. Vadei Chametz means this chametz right here in front of me. I don't know, did he sell or not? Did he sell it? I have no idea. That's a short, that's not a Vadei. That's a bari, it's maybe. It's a suffix. No, not a bari, it's a suffix. Maybe he sold it. It's a doubt. Maybe he sold to a non-Jew or not. A doubt does not take out of the vadai, and he is mechuy if he's obligated to destroy that chametz. Okay. Even if he did not accept responsibility, Reuven in this case did not accept responsibility for Shimon's chametz. Afilu says the Mishnah Berurah, im loy kibo alav shmir klal, even if he did not accept to guard it at all. Va'af agavdu einoy oivra alav. Mikol, even though Reuven is not going to transgress the Isser, mikol mokum sarich lavarik edei shelo yavra alav hamafkid, he still should destroy it so that Shimon should not be transgressing any Isser, because it's Shimon's chametz. So Reuven should still destroy this chametz. Why? Dechol Yisrael arim zebazeh. It's not just a musavot. It's a halachic concept. Reuven should go ahead and destroy the chametz that belongs to Shimon so that Shimon does not violate any yisurim. Even though it's not Reuven's chametz. V'das agro, let's finish the gro first, please. V'das agro, the yeshu lov chiyuv min ha-teiro. There's not only should he, it's a chiyuv midaraisa. Reuven is obligated from the Torah to go destroy the chametz of Shimon. Levar afshe chametz in a shaloi, even though it's not his chametz. Kevin she chametz bebeisoi, since the chametz is in his house, because Reuven is watching over the chametz of Shimon. Vehu shel Yisrael, and it belongs to another Yisrael, another Jew. Vehein das atzlach ubeis mei ayin shom, and in the Sifkat and Chav, he brings also from other Rishonim as well. Yes, Shalom, you had a question.
So if the person cannot come to him with the Chosh Mishpatayin, I don't care about Chom, I don't care. It's not true, I don't care about Pesach. Who asked you to build my Chom?
You're right. Could be he has no tanya on that. If he would say like I want my chametz. What do you? I want my stale dough of breadsticks. Well, you know what are you doing? Burn my chametz. So it could be he has no tanya.
It's the singular.
To you.
So how come he violates if it belongs to another Jew?
No. Reuven's not violating. Shimon's violating. His issue of not destroying his chametz. That's Shimon's chametz. What we're saying is that what should Reuven do about it? Reuven should destroy that chametz so Shimon does not violate. That's what we're saying. Well, we'd say that's the step one. He did. He missed that already. He missed the boat. That he missed already. That was the beginning of the chaber. Now we're saying, what else should he do? He didn't sell it. Okay? He made a mistake. Don't make the second mistake. He got one strike on him. You don't want to strike out, right? So what should he do? He should make sure he burns it. And according to the Gra, he's the mechuyev midoraisa to make sure he burns it. He's obligated to. Why? Because kol yisrael reivim zeh bazeh, and he's mechuyev to destroy it. And even the Rishonim say that.
But if he comes to him with a taina, I want money. Do you have to pay him?
No. That we discussed. That was yesterday on whole sifkot and yud aleph. You'll go to the shir here, the recording. Okay, let's move right along.
Oh, so then that answers my question. So then even if he's secular.
It's a whole discussion there. We can't go backwards now. Yeah. And you want to hear the shir again. Yeah. Okay. Sif Gimel. Let's move to Sif Gimel. Okay. We want to try to finish the Tafmim Gimel today. The Mechaber says as follows. Im konu shum dover b'chametz achar shei shoyis. Mutter. B'bnei she chametz enyo teifes damav. The halach is as follows. A person takes chametz and he acquires an item with that chametz after Achar Shei Shoyis. Now, chametz at the sixth hour is also to get hanah from. So what does he do? He takes the chametz. This is chametz in my hand. I'm holding chametz. Really a watch, but it's chametz. And he says to the person, you know what? I'm having a lot of guests for Pesach. I need three more chairs. You take this chametz, I'll take the chairs. Do we say now that the chairs have an isser, you can't sit on the chairs, so when someone's going to come sit down, you pull the chair away? Right? Chas v'shalom. Right? Do we say you do that? The answer is no, you don't do that. Why? Because the chametz does not take a status and go on to the money, onto the chairs now in this example. Right? Let's say you need Shabbos shoes, Yontif shoes. So you take your chametz, here's the chametz, I'll take the shoes. So then you find out, oh, you have to go with socks only? No, that's not the case. Okay, Baruch Hashem, right? Sifkon Tezvav says the Mishnah Rura. Even though, after the sixth hour of the day, according to most Paiskim, it's an Isser Minatayro to get Hana from it. So therefore, the Chametz has an Isser. We didn't say, no, the Chametz has an Isser Hana, not that it's transferring. Right? Imkain, we would think it should trans. Imkain, haloi ka'avar, bikin yosoi adaraisa. So now, when I'm taking my chametz and I'm acquiring something else, I'm violating adaraisa, I would think. Afilu hachi b'dieved, if he did such a thing like this and acquired those chairs with an iser of chametz, says the Mishmurura, einai teifes damav. It does not, the chametz does not go on to the next item, the chairs in our example. Yeah, well, we want to work with lechatchila situations. Yeah, he's over this if he does it. Right. Yeah, sure. What he's doing is he's doing something wrong. There's no question he's doing something wrong. If he did do something wrong, the question is, are these chairs permissible to use? Right. So we say that what he did was wrong, but the wrongness does not continue onto the chairs.
Still less wrong.
Well, let's get the whole picture here. Let's get the picture. The loy matzino sheit faisa iser ala davar shehichlech kiimba v'dezara v'hektish v'shvius, because we don't see that there's an iser goes on to something else only by three items. Avodah zara, hektish, and shvius. Doesn't say chametz. So if he switched with one of those three, then there'd be an Isser on the other items. If he did this on Pesach itself. Pesach itself! Right? It's still, it is not a problem. If he gives his chametz on Pesach and he acquires these chairs to sit on while because he has more guests coming, it's still not a problem. Okay. Sif Kotten Tes Zayin. Mutter, he's allowed to acquire these items. Why? He says Mutter. Hainu afilo l'misha konu gufa. Now, who is the Mutter for? Now, once again, he's not allowed to do this, but if he did it, it works. Now, it's Mutter even for, let's say, Reuven, who was the one who will now be sitting on his chair, or now has a new pair of shoes, he's still allowed to get Hana and use those shoes or sit on the chair. The kosher came to Lacheir Mishari in the example of the chairs, even more so for other people, Shari Lehana's Meres Adavah. They are permitted to derive benefit from that item, which was acquired from a chametz after the sixth hour of the day, when from that point on, there's an Isser Hana when you are forbidden to derive benefit from it. Is the case clear? Okay, now we're going to make a left turn. Because that was according to the Mechaber. However, the words of the Mechaber, the Pesach of the Mechaber is not according to everyone. There are those G'dolei HaPoskim that hold. It's even though for other people. Meaning, someone else, you come as a guest, you're allowed to sit in that chair. The chametz ain't tovis dama b'di'evit because the chametz does not take the iser hana of the chametz does not take the status onto the chair now. The chair does not have an iser on it. However, for the baal chametz himself, for Reuven who's actually doing this chalipin switching it, he can't sit in that chair. Okay, kevim the avid isura, he did an iser. When would he be permitted to sit on a chair? That's only if other people switch it without his knowledge. Then this chair was acquired through the Isser Chametz. Then he'd be allowed to sit in that chair. The Mishmura says that we should be machmer like these Paiskim, unless it's a Hester Meruba. Well, I mean, let's say it's the only chair in the house. And like, if you have the balabais, you know, some people have the meaning to stand by Kiddush. Okay, so he stands by Kiddush. And then, you know, he gets away with it. He's standing by challah also, very uncommon, right? But you don't stand the whole meal. So why is he not sitting down? Well, he had no chair. So that might be, I'm not saying that's Hesem. I'm just giving an example. Whatever the Hesem rumor might be. Or better yet, let's go fight already. Now, 22. I want to share with you. The B'nai Beisoi, in number 22, the Bedirish Mishnah Brura, they explain that according to the Das Torah, that the Bnei Beisa, the people who his family members, who rely on him, he's the one who's the breadwinner, he supports the family. According to the Das Torah, if it's also for the Baal HaBayis, it's also for them as well. So now, how do you like the scene? You have five people standing, the family members, and all the guests are sitting down. It's just my example of five empty chairs, right? Exactly. It's a funny case. Okay, it could be on anything. I'm just using an example of chairs that other people could use as well. Now, talking about Shalom Bayis, okay, if the wife goes ahead and is machlif, she takes the chametz, and is machlif and exchanges the chametz after the sixth hour of the day and acquires something, the husband cannot use it either. Why is that? Because they say, ish take a gufoy. Just like by Chanukah, it's a Heilige Yontev of Chanukah right now. And the husband lights with the wife, includes in the mitzvah. Ishta kegufay. It works the other way around. Don't get upset at the wife, though. Make sure we don't ruin Shalom Bayis because of this, though. Okay. Fine. V'da'oi. Let's know. We have to know further. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Da'af le'deyazu. Even according to this opinion. Im avar v'konim in adamim eze davar. What we're discussing now is if it's diluted more. If you went v'avar v'konim in adamim, you took from this money, the value of the money, right? You take the chametz, you acquire something with that chametz. Then you take that item that you acquired, that chair, right? V'konim in adamim, or with the money now, eiz adavar, you take money and you buy something with it. Mutter lehanis mi'eiz adavar, you're now permitted, you are allowed to get hana from that item. It's like two steps removed already. The havi chalifei chalifim v'shari. It's a switching of a switch, which is permissible. Oid kos v'achreinim, furthermore, the achreinim write, da'afilu l'fi dasa machmirim b'chomis l'esor b'chalifov l'didei gufei. Even according to those places we just learned, that if it was switched for Reuven himself, for Reuven it's asur, that's when's it also for Reuven? It's also for Reuven if, let's call it Monday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Reuven says, I want to switch with you. Who's the you? The you is the non-Jew. And the non-Jew takes the item, goes to his house, and then the next day gives them return something else. In that case, it's totally mutter. Because we say that it's just a matana that he gave him, just a present that was given to the Jew. Okay, let's see the words inside. But if Shimon took that item from the non-Jew after a certain time, after the day, even according to those Paiskim who say it's also for him to get hana from it, who's the him, the Reuven, to get hana from it, in this case, he's allowed to. The cave in Shalakach HaNochri Yasa Chametz L'Rishusoi, that since the Nochri took the Chametz into his possession, the Nochri, the Namju, took the Chametz into his possession, Nikne Lohi HaChametz Miyad Al Yidei L'Kichosa, he acquired the Chametz right away by taking it into his possession. This, that he gives a matana, an item afterwards, to Shimon, the Jew, it's just as a gift. It's not viewed as a chalifin over here. Chalifin. Umar shenitun lo yachakach damav a chalifah harehem kimaton ba'amav v'edim shaychem klal chomis v'loy mikri chalifah. Interestingly, the Mishmur says it's not viewed as like you gave an exchange. I know what you're thinking. Well, why is that he give it? Okay, that's not for now. That's a chosha mishpat. Sifkon yed zayin. Ein etayv is damav. V'hachomis atzma ilioidim oimed b'isuroi b'chol makim shehu. The chomis itself is oimid b'isuroi, wherever it is. The chametz, if he switched like this, it's aser, because it's past the sixth hour of the day, and he can't get hana from it. V'aser l'chol adam, it's also for anybody, likach oisam ya'akum, to take it from the non-Jew, afilu chazer ha'akum v'hechlifu ba'acher, even if the akum came and switched with something else, v'afilu mocha yisrael ha'akum achar pesach, even if the Yisrael sells something to the akum after Pesach, he can't get that chametz, because it's aser. They came in the Chachamim Hatilu Yisraelov Harayu Kichaticha Di Yisuro, because since the Chachamim said this, you cannot do it, you cannot benefit from the Chachamim. It's after the sixth hour. It's Aser and finished. Nothing more to talk about. Cost of Chayik Yaakov. The Chayik Yaakov says like this. Interesting case now. Dagon Shenischametz VeOvar Alav Pesach VeNizra. Dagon grains that became Chametzdik, and it was Ovar Alav Pesach. It was in your possession over Pesach, and then someone planted it. Gidul of mutarin, what grows out, the shoots, the offshoots that come out from that chametz, the grains that were fermented, and it was avel of a Pesach, it wasn't sold, but what grows from it is mutar. Gidul of a mutarin, the gidul in havei kechalifin, because that which grows out from it is like it was switched, it's like something else. V'sevim makor chayim, chaylik alav, the makor chayim disagrees, v'dati the gidulin, that he holds that the gedulin is worse than chalipin, and according to everyone's saser, I'm shuvas chasam sefer archaim sim kuf dalid. Thank you, feilchen chanukah.